home after a game last night. Did you just put it right behind you, or are you the guy who brings out the tape right away and starts?
No, yeah, well, I watched it last night. Watched the film and look at all the plays and try to learn from that. Try to see why certain things happen. Why you think sometimes you don't always see it exactly. How you thought you saw it and on certain plays, and so try to learn from it, and then it's hard to put it behind you, even kind of wake you up, and you start thinking about it at night also when you're trying to sleep, and plays you wish you had back or opportunities you wish you had.
How many of the interceptions, were you thinking your receiver's going one way and he went the other? Because they look like at least two of them.
No, none of them were mistakes in that aspect. There was one where corner jumped it, tried to pull it back and couldn't pull it back, and it just went to another guy. But I think all of them were on me, just either just a poor decision to try to make the throw or just an inaccurate throw.
You wouldn't tell us if it was the other way around, would you?
Probably not, it was not a receiver doing something wrong or miscommunication. It was just some poor throws on some of them.
You said it's hard to put the game behind you, but now you have the Cowboys coming up. How quickly do you guys have to get past that?
Yeah, obviously today is the toughest day. You come in, you watch the film, you got to learn from it, and another reminder of how close we were. As poorly as we played at times, we're still there with 5 minutes left. We're at the 4-yard line with a chance to take the lead, and did not make the plays right there that we needed to. I think the guys competed hard. We made a lot of big plays. We did a lot of outstanding plays out there to on some drives, even to get down there on that drive, and so we just obviously the interceptions by me hurt us and kept us from getting more points than we had.
Eli, on the three straight fades from the 4-yard line, do you look at those three individually and say, well, two of them are balls in the receiver's hands and we could have had touchdowns on those two?
Yeah, I think that's what you down there you look for your one-on-one matchups, and we had one-on-one with Larry on a safety. We like that matchup. We had Ruben one-on-one, and so we're very, very close to converting on those. Not like we had four plays with no chance. So I got to throw better balls on them. Receivers got to try to make the play, and just another reminder how close we were. I thought the plays, we got what we wanted. We try to move guys around and create a matchup that we like, and we got the matchups we like. We just didn't convert on it.
You guys have shown that a lot. It's not a lot of deception. And do you think they said they were kind of waiting for the fade or stuff like that? So you look at it and say it doesn't matter. They know it's coming. If we can execute it, we'll.
Yeah, I think they could say they were waiting for it, but it's still a matter of can you stop it or can we do it better? And I don't think they were besides maybe the first one to Odell, the guy, he had a little help inside on the coverage from the safety, so he played it pretty well. The other two, we had opportunities and we got to make those plays.
What can you do better on those throws? The one to Larry, maybe extend
it. Just get it out there. One to Larry, just throw it out there a little bit more. He likes to jump up and kind of use his athletic ability to jump up and go get it. But still got to get it a little bit further out there, a little higher, so he can jump up and catch it and pull it away and not have the guy. I think the guy's got his hand in there as he was coming down and got it out. So it was a good play. Good play by the safety, but. I can make a better throw.
What about Ruben? Do you have that throw was okay?
It could still be better. Gave him a chance. Probably could have gotten out. A little bit further towards the pylon and gave him a chance to make it look like he just couldn't quite get that other hand up to get two hands on it.
One of the 49ers players said you got happy feet the whole game. I think was the term he used. When you went back and looked back, did you think your feet were moving a little quickly at times? And
You know, no, I thought my feet were pretty good. You know, there was a couple times where, yeah, I had, you know, had to move because of, you know, because of some pressure. But, you know, I thought I, you know, my feet were sound and you know, throwing, you know, when you know, throwing it, you know, to where I was trying to throw the ball, they're in the proper position to make the throws.
Guys, obviously still a mathematical sliver of a chance to get in the playoffs, but compared to yesterday's loss, guys coming here today and sort of facing the reality.
Well, I think our concern is just try to you know get a win. You know, after the run we've had, you know, just get it, you know, get a win and get some positive energy and feel, you know, feel excited about what we're doing. And so, you know, it'll be a great opportunity against a division rival and a team we've played them tough the last time. And, you know, I think there's still some things with, you know, I thought we made some improvements in some areas this weekend, but, you know, kind of regressed them in some others. And so, we just got to put it all together and try to get a win this weekend versus the Cowboys.
Some people were talking about yesterday was the bad Eli, and, you know, all season it's been the good Eli. I mean, did you look at yesterday and say what was different in that one game than the other?
You know, I think you know, just had, you know, had some, obviously had some weird interception with, you know, trying to pull back one and just slipping out of my hand. So that's unfortunate. You know, the one on the fourth down, just a double tip. So, you know, those are just kind of unfortunate. You know, other ones just, you know, some are, you know, pressure resulted and trying to throw it a little bit before, you know, the receiver's giving me his, you know, exact place that, you know, I want to put the ball and just throwing it inaccurately. You know, I thought I had a, you know, a deep one to Reuben where the cornerback kind of hooked Reuben. He didn't get to finish his route. So, you know, just had some unfortunate things occur. And that's just, you know, that's football. I got to, you know, make sure I'm making better decisions and throwing the ball more accurately.